Title: San Diego responds to COVID-19 with local programs to protect the health of both citizens and businesses. Content: In a continued effort to take aggressive steps to protect the health and welfare of its citizens from COVID-19, the City of San Diego, City, enacted a temporary moratorium on evictions to provide relief to residential and commercial tenants facing financial hardship related to the pandemic, the ordinance, and established a Small Business Relief Fund, SBRF, to provide grants and forgivable or low-to-zero interest rate loans to eligible small businesses for working capital. Here's what you need to know about the ordinance and the SBRF program. Temporary Eviction Moratorium. 1. The ordinance, which went into effect immediately following its emergency adoption by the City Council late last week, will continue in effect until May 31, 2020 unless extended at the City Council's discretion. According to San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, the ordinance is necessary to prevent homelessness, maintain public health, and bring housing and business stability during the COVID-19 pandemic. The ordinance seeks to strike a balance between the interests of tenants, landlords, and lenders. The emergency ordinance protects tenants against evictions if they can document a substantial reduction in income due to the COVID-19 pandemic, or if they are experiencing medical bills as a result of illness related to the coronavirus. 2. The key points of the ordinance as it relates to both commercial and residential tenants are as follows. A landlord may not evict a tenant if the tenant is unable to pay rent because of financial impacts, 3, related to COVID-19. On or before rental due date, a tenant must notify their landlord in writing, 4, that they are not able to pay their rent in a timely manner because of COVID-19. 5, email and text communication are valid forms of written notice. Within 1 week of providing this notice to the landlord, the tenant must provide the landlord with documents or objectively verifiable information that the tenant is unable to pay rent because of the financial effects of COVID-19. Examples of acceptable documentation include, but are not limited to, a note or letter from employer regarding tenant's loss of, or substantial reduction in, employment, payroll records showing substantial loss of income due to COVID-19. Bank statements that illustrate a drop in income, or other documentation that proves that tenant has not been generating the same level of income prior to the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. A tenant may also show substantial out-of-pocket medical expenses related to COVID-19. If a tenant does not provide the required documents within 1 week, a landlord may pursue an enforcement action, including eviction, authorized by state or local laws. If a tenant relocates while the ordinance is in effect, all rent owed is due when the tenant moves out, unless otherwise provided by the lease. Tenants who are covered under the ordinance have up to 6 months from the date the ordinance is effective, September 25, 2020, or the date Governor Newsom's Executive Order N33-20 is withdrawn, whichever occurs first, to pay their landlords all unpaid rent. The ordinance will not relieve a tenant of their requirement to pay rent or restrict a landlord from recovering rent at a future time. The ordinance directs city staff to develop a strategy to work with banks and lenders to halt mortgage payments or foreclosures for individuals and landlords who have suffered severe loss of wages and income due to the health crisis. The ordinance adopted by the City Council states that the protections the ordinance provides may be used as an affirmative defense in any unlawful detainer action through which a landlord may try to evict a tenant. SBRF program. The goal of the SBRF is to help ensure the resiliency of local businesses, assist in employee retention, address the unforeseen reduction in production and consumer demand, and sustain operations impacted by federal, state, city, county, and local emergency declarations regarding COVID-19. The key points of the SBRF are as follows. Approximately $6.10 million is available in the SBRF, which is being administered by the City of San Diego Economic Development Department. Financial assistance, in the form of grants and loans, will range from $10,000 to $20,000 and will be allocated to eligible, qualified small businesses based on the availability of funds.